and the life everlasting. Amen. Last time we gathered, we talked about the Apostles' Creed. Confirmands, how many articles are there in the Apostles' Creed? There are three parts, right? First part is God the Father as Creator. The second part is God the Son as the Redeemer. And the third part is the Holy Spirit as the Sanctifier. Tonight we're going to continue to delve into God the Father as Creator, as tonight in our lesson we'll actually talk about the days of creation, which is, to me, very, very fascinating. But if you look at the world in which we live in today, it appears to be anything but orderly. Just look at it. There's military and political conflicts stirred up the nations around the world. There are also disasters, both natural disasters like hurricanes and tornadoes and floods, and then there's also man-made disasters that occur that swirl around the globe. Yet in the midst of all this disorder, there is also a sense of great order. Think about it. The sun rises in the morning and it sets in the evening. And its rotation around the Earth's rotation, around the sun. I'm going to get my science right. It does number our days. It lets us help us understand there's 24 hours in a day that God has given us to live. And then you also see the waxing, the waning of the moon that marks each month. And then besides that, there's stars and planets that maintain their orbits in an open galaxy. And to look at it from a distance is truly amazing, but things that God has put into place very, very orderly. Tonight in confirmation class, we're going to listen to the creation account from the book of Genesis. And in it, we're going to find out that God indeed is very orderly. For example, on day one, God said, "Let there be lights," and LES showed up, and the lights came on. No, God said, "And there was light." On day two, God separated the water that was below from the water that was above and literally created the sky. On day three, God separated the land from the sea, and then he began to cover the land with vegetation. Day four, God hung the sun and the moon and the stars all in their places. On day five, God began to populate the earth with the birds of the heavens, and then also with the fish of the sea. Now on day six is a special day because it's the last day of creation when God is working in creation, and you see him creating all the beasts of the field. But last but not least, he creates man. In fact, he created man male and female. And what made man so interesting, that man was created in the very image of God. People created to serve and to praise him, and as God said, to take care of creation. That was their vocation. Creation is neatly ordered. In fact, creation is so ordered, it has places and purposes for everything under the sun. But the people God created, the fact of the matter was, we know that the order of God's creation didn't last for very long. Because it didn't take Adam and Eve very long to decide that they were going to eat from the tree that God commanded them not to eat from. He had forbidden it. And in doing so, we read in the book of Romans, they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. See, that's out of order. The creatures always are supposed to worship the Creator. Now, this sinful disorder spread throughout all the world, and like an inherited disease carried down through all the generation, it affects all of our lives. For you and I are also born rebellious. Yet even in this fallen world, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. You know, you don't get the blessing so much in Lincoln because there's so much ambient light at night. But if you go out into the country, or especially out into the sand hills, where there's not a whole lot of man-made light anywhere, and you just stare up in the sky, the stars that twinkle and sparkle in the sky are innumerable. It is utterly amazing. And as time you sit there, you begin to try to pick out, well, where's the Big Dipper? Where's the Little Dipper? Where's the North Star? Everything seems to have its place, and everything declares the glory of God. But before the foundation of the world, the Word of God planned to restore His creation, including the people that God had created in His own image, who had fallen into sin. God wanted to recreate them. In fact, in Colossians it says these words, that He reconciled to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. That's what Jesus did. He made peace between you and I, who are disorderly, with our orderly God through the blood of His cross. Now, it's by God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, that our sins are forgiven, that we are reconciled to God, each one of us. Jesus Christ has created in each of us a new creation. The psalmist says it like this: praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Now, you and I today, we join our voices with creation as we praise the Creator of heavens and earth. And we echo with them the praise to come when we say, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Praise be to Him. Amen. Let us pray. Our God and Creator, the earth and sky declare Your majesty. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior, accept our grateful praise until the day comes when all creation bows down to confess that He is Lord. Amen.